This is North Shore Today for Wednesday, February 1, 2023, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Partly cloudy today, high near 30, high tide in Gloucester Harbor, 8:47 p.m. It took a while, but a legislative panel has affirmed Democrat Kristen Kasner's one-vote election win over Republican Lenny Mira in the 2nd Essex Legislative District. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade reports that the three-member panel of legislators did not overturn the results of the final election recount in the district, giving Kasner the seat. Kasner is a resident of South Hamilton. A family in Peabody was cleaning out their basement this week and found a World War II British armor-piercing artillery shell. The Daily Item reports today that the state police bomb squad took the shell to Farm Avenue Dump to dispose of the weapon. The Daily Item is also reporting today that the Peabody City Council has approved a bond for the funding of a new public safety building in the city. This is Mayor Ted Betancourt on the project.
Our police station is, over 50 years old. It's really showing its age. We're pouring tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars into that building really every year to keep it going. And it's time to build a new police station for our police officers. And what we're going to be doing, though, is making it a public safety facility. It's going to be a police station, but it's also going to be our fire headquarters, our emergency management headquarters. I think it's going to be a state-of-the-art, up-to-date, modernized building that will really help our public safety officials. And we have the land for it. We're going to be building right next to where the police station is currently, right next to our Higgins Middle School. We have a great area for it.
That's Peabody Mayor Ted Betancourt. The Woburn teacher strike has entered day three today. There is no school for students, and negotiations appear to be stuck over money. And Friday is Black History Month, and Beverly will be hosting a two-day film festival this weekend. It is called Amplifying Voices, and it is a celebration of diversity in film. This event will be the first of an annual two-day film event in Beverly, screening the perspectives and artwork of filmmakers of color. The event takes place February 3 and February 4. We do have some additional information and details below on this post. Bill Newell on sports is next with a recap of a key basketball game from last night and a look ahead at a huge girls' hockey matchup today.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with sports. The Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. The Celtics will host the Nets tonight, while the Bruins will be playing in Toronto. Boys high school basketball last night, Salem beat Peabody 41-36, a low-scoring game where every basket or every defensive stop was amplified. Salem coach Tom Doyle.
Talked about changing things up, but our defense was solid. It was more trying to create offensive opportunities if we switched it up, but we stuck with what we were in because it was working defensively. And, fortunately, Brayson was able to get some buckets and some other guys stepped up as well and get us back the lead. And, another great high school basketball game.
Salem's Brayson Green with 26 points in the game, a game high. Peabody coach Thad Broughton after the game.
Yeah, we were just talking about the final possession of ours. We missed five shots. Got a rebound. Missed a shot, got a rebound. Shot, five shots. They just didn't go down. A couple in and out.
Yeah.
The story of the game for me was it was 41-36. It was an ugly game. Nobody shot it well. But we had looks. We had a ton of good looks. We just couldn't get them to fall tonight. And
Peabody coach Thad Broughton. Girls hockey today. Now, this is a big one. Winthrop, 11-0 on the season, coming in to the McVann Rink in Peabody to take on the Peabody Linfield North Reading team. That's 12-2. Winthrop coach Anthony Martucci on today's matchup.
Well, I would expect nothing more than an absolute war in their barn. Phenomenal team, well coached, aggressive, tough, fast. They got it all. So we're going to have to, give everything that we have plus in order to keep it in there and try to get the win.
Winthrop coach Anthony Martucci. Again, the Winthrop Peabody girls hockey game today, 5:15 over at the McVan Rink in Peabody. That's sports. That'll do it for us. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, right here on North Shore Today.
We are MSONewsSports.com, the North Shore's news and sports website, featuring North Shore Sports Night, Monday nights at 7, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows, hosting on Thursdays, North Shore Today, the area's multimedia, community-based daily magazine. Our connections feature interview segments. Spread the word about MSONewsSports.com as we support North Shore communities with our exclusive content, powered by Moynihan Lumber, Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.